This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
Well, we had an election yesterday. And it was a good day, I think, for democracy. And I think it was a good day for America.
That's U.S. President Joe Biden speaking to reporters a day after Tuesday's midterm elections, while vote counting continues in many states. Uncertainty about the outcome could last for days in tight contest across the country before Tuesday's nationwide congressional elections. An array of pollsters predicted opposition Republicans would claim control of the House and possibly the Senate. But in Tuesday's elections, Democrats took control of the Republican-held seat in the eastern state of Pennsylvania, while the outcome remained uncertain in three other states: Arizona, Nevada in the western part of the United States, Georgia in the south. Georgia officials have announced they will hold a runoff election on December 6th for the Senate after Tuesday's contest between Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker was too close to call. The president took questions at the end of his remarks when asked if he'd still plan to run for re-election in 2 years. Here's what he said.
Our intention is to run again. That's been our intention, regardless of what the outcome of this election was.
But he added he and his family would make that decision together. Biden's predecessor, Republican former President Donald Trump, has hinted that he might announce a bid for re-election later this month. A leading ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin met Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi on Wednesday on a trip to deepen trade and security cooperation as Moscow looks to shore up its economy and bolster its war effort in Ukraine. You can find more on that story and indeed all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's military has announced it's withdrawing from Ukraine's southern city of Kherson and nearby areas in what would be another humiliating setback from Moscow's forces in the eight-month war. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
The top Russian military commander in Ukraine has reported to Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu that it was now impossible to deliver supplies to the city of Kherson and other areas on the western bank of the Dnieper River that it lies on. Shoigu has agreed with his proposal to retreat and set up defences on the eastern bank. Ukrainian authorities have not immediately confirmed the move. President Volodymyr Zelensky has suggested in recent days that the Russians were feigning a pullout from Kherson in order to lure the Ukrainian army into an entrenched battle. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union on Wednesday unveiled a plan to provide Ukraine with around 18 billion euros in financial aid next year in regular payments to help the war-ravaged country. The Commission's executive vice president explained how the money would be used. He said they are presenting a tailor-made package that reflects the acute needs that Ukraine faces, everything from paying people's salaries and pensions to repairing energy, water, and other infrastructure and social infrastructure as well. North Korea fired a ballistic missile Wednesday, according to South Korea's military, adding to Pyongyang's unprecedented barrage that has heightened military tensions in Northeast Asia. Japan's Coast Guard noted the missile appeared to have been in the air for less than 5 minutes before landing in the sea off Korea's east coast. Last week, North Korea fired 34 ballistic missiles, including some that prompted air raid alerts and shelter warnings in South Korea and Japan. In the first head-to-head comparison, mindfulness meditation worked as well as a standard drug for treating anxiety. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
A study with about 200 adults over 6 months tested a widely used mindfulness program that included 2.5 hours of classes weekly and 45 minutes of daily practice at home. Participants were randomly assigned to the program or daily use of a generic drug sold under the brand name Lexapro for depression and anxiety. After 2 months, anxiety as measured on a severity scale declined by about 30% in both groups and continued to decrease during the following 4 months. The study was published in the journal JAMA Psychiatry. I'm Shelley Adler.
Once again, you can find more on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app to search for VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.